Welcome to the Ike Packers podcast.
Go Pack Go.
Headed towards the NFL draft. Are you pass or grab?
Go Pack Go.
Make sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen. Please leave a 5-star review if you enjoyed the show. We're IKE_Packers on Twitter. Welcome back to another episode of the Ike Packers podcast. We're diving more into free agency and NFL draft talk. We sat down with two awesome prospects, and we're going to touch on our thoughts on those players as well. So without further ado, buckle up. We're about to get better into 2024. Let's get into today's episode. Here we go. Welcome back to another episode of the Ike Packers podcast. My name is Alex Eichstead. I'm your host, and Packers fans, welcome in from the over 100 plus countries listening. It is the off season, but we have a lot of great coverage because the NFL draft is coming right up. Free agency is coming right up. So we're going to be touching on how the Packers can get their squad right for 2024 so that they can get to a Super Bowl and hopefully win that Super Bowl. Jordan Love is the quarterback. He needs talent around him despite how good he is, and we're going to touch on it all. So if you like today's show, please leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Text this show to another Packers fan and let them know that Ike Packers is the place to be for Packers fans. I'm joined today by my co-host, KJ. KJ, welcome to the pod. How you doing?
Packers fans, it is amazing to be with you all. Coming to you live from Wisconsin, 55 degrees and sunny. Word on the street is supposed to get up to the high 60s this week. I'll believe it when I see it. That would be unbelievable for February, but hey, you won't find any complaining coming from me. That'll put a lot of Packers fans in a great mood if you're in the homeland. And yeah, man, like you said, it may be the offseason, but it's really the on season because just later this week, we got the NFL Combine. We've got NFL free agency coming up. We've got the NFL draft coming up. Packers have additional picks. We've got a war chest of picks. We're not like a middling rebuild team like, you know, some people like David Bakhtiari might have suggested in the past. We're right there. You know, we are a contender. That is our status. And when you're a contender, it means that you might be like one or two key moves away. And that's why you listen. That's why you pay attention. That's basically why you check Ike Packers. Make sure you don't miss any of the latest news. Make sure you don't, you know, go into this cold and not really know what might happen. You know, familiarize yourself with the draft prospects. Have an idea of what might happen to the pack in free agency. So you have the best banter that you can. And, I'm excited to keep diving in, man. This is a very, very, very exciting part of the year. We got the combine. I mean, the 40 times, the bench reps, you know, some interesting storylines, like the vertical leaps, all that. Guys usually rise and fall. So if you've been looking at mock drafts, just know that those are going to shuffle big time once the combine is over. You're going to actually have some good data to go off of, and then it's going to be pro day season. But yeah, man, it's juicy. It's juicy this time of year. I'm excited for the show. Thanks for having me. But Packers fans, if you haven't heard our interviews with Ennis Rakestraw Jr., the guy's one of the few people to have a first-round grade. He's like a top, you know, 20, 25 prospect, depending on who you ask. A lot of people think he's got a first-round grade. Not a lot of prospects have that. And he's a cornerback. He's also a physical. He's a run stopper. Make sure to go check out that interview. He was on our show last week. We also had Javian Cohen on our show. This guy was an Alabama offensive lineman. You know, he was a beast, transferred to Miami, so he's played at two high-level programs. He played for Nick Saban. He was sharing some priceless Nick Saban intel. He's a winner, right? And both these guys love the Packers, so you got to go check that out. I'm excited for today's show, man. I love the Pack, too. Thanks for having me. Let's dive in.
Packers fans, the first thing you need to know is as of last Friday, the NFL cap has increased by a whopping $30.6 million in 2024 to $255.4 million. Cha-ching. That is huge for the NFL. Some are calling it the Taylor Swift effect. All I know is that it's going to give Green Bay more leverage, more opportunity this offseason to go out and get a free agency. The Packers were one of those teams, Cage, in cap nightmare. Cap nightmare from kind of mortgaging the future when they were going back and trying to piece together a Super Bowl team for Aaron Rodgers that didn't work out. Was it Rodgers? Was it the coaching? We don't know, but there was a coach, Cage, that's new that just made his appearance in the media. Defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley gave his first speech to the public. What did you think? And I guess what do you want to let Packers fans know about this guy?
Well, here's the deal, Packers fans. I mean, we've put out like the extensive scouting report, the need to know, the deep dive on Jeff Hafley. That was about a month ago or whenever the guy was hired. We did a very, very deep dive, very extensive, pluses, minuses, strengths, weaknesses, experience, you know, everything you need to know. Go check that out if you haven't. Just scroll back a little bit on Ike Packers. But the introductory press conference, man, didn't really change anything for me. The takeaway for me was this guy's like a Matt LaFleur clone. He basically sounds exactly like Matt LaFleur, but he didn't really do anything to kind of alter my opinion of him. It all depends on how he performs and how this defense performs. He was kind of saying all the right things. And I don't mean that in like a way where I'm like trying to like undermine it. It just is what it was. You know, he's like, oh, we got a lot of talent here. Oh, you know, I've worked with some of the best, you know, like Matt gave me the call. Green Bay Packers are the Mecca. You know, it's basically like, okay, but you look at the track record and it's very, very, very mid, right? To use a word that the kids say these days, mid. There's not really anything impressive about it. So we'll see if the Packers go offense or defense in round one. We'll see what they do in round two. It looks like they might be letting Savage go. I hope they don't let Keyshawn Nixon go. It looks like they might be letting Rudy Ford and some other guys go. In that case, we'd have a brand new safety room. I mean, Jeff Hafley, like, he seems like a little bit of like, I mean, the dude sounds exactly like Matt LaFleur. Go decide your own opinion. But you know, someone who's probably going to be a player's coach, but it still doesn't change the fact that he has never really had tremendous success. And, you know, if you're someone who's pushing back on that, the truth is the truth. Like, yeah, he had a solid year at Ohio State as the co-defensive coordinator, but that's Ohio State, and that's expected to be a top five defense. Like, you know, you or I or very many other people could go in and have a top five defense when you're getting guys like Chase Young in college and tons of NFL draft picks on your squad and going up against other teams in the Big Ten that frankly aren't really SEC caliber. So do with that what you will. He hasn't coached the NFL in several years. You know, we've already talked about his track record. He said all the right things. Takeaways from the press conference, he said all the right things. We'll see how it actually translates to the field. I'll believe it when I see it, but I'm going to be optimistic. Alex, did you have any takeaways from, you know, what you saw out of Hafley?
What I saw was someone who's maybe a little more, you know, optimistic and ready to go into the press conferences than a Joe Barry, right?
100%.
He's going to be speaking a lot more. I think he's going to be answering more tough questions. So, Packers fans, if you were frustrated with Joe Barry in that situation, it's all good for Hafley right now, right? Because Barry knows it's a lot more difficult once you get into the season with the ups and downs of the NFL. What I'm looking at from him, Cage, is the first round picks that Green Bay has made on this defense. They've loaded this team with guys like Lucas Van Ness, Devontae Wyatt, Rashawn Gary, Quay Walker, Jair Eric Alexander, Stokes. Eric Stokes, Darnell Savage. And it's hard to really say any of them have hit their potential except for maybe a Kenny Clark. And maybe you want to push back and say Jair, but I still want to see a year with Jair's picking off the ball a lot more than just creating a lot more turnovers. And I think that's the next step that I'm going to be judging Hafley on is, do I believe that Eric Stokes can make a comeback? I would like to, but it's going to be on Hafley. It's going to be partially on Stokes, but it's going to be on Hafley as well. And if we're going to keep spending first round picks to have them not really materialize, at some point you have to look at the player development. So let's see how he develops this talent. A new scheme could be fresh for some players. It could be a nightmare for others. I think, as KG said, we don't know with this guy, and we still haven't really talked his talk. We want to see it walk the walk. But here's where I want to go next, KJ.
Real quick.
Do you believe Eric Stokes can make a comeback?
I do, simply because he's got so much talent and because this guy's had, like, so much time to just get right. But the final thing I'll say on Hafley is, like, I'm optimistic, but one smooth talk in press conference isn't going to make me unsee all the things I saw in the deep dive. Because we did the deep dive. Like, we did our homework. And, frankly, this guy was still out there for a reason. You know, no other team was going to hire this guy. He was the head coach at a sinking Boston College ship. And he's got to just prove it on the field, right? All that matters is what happens on the field. He smooth-talked the press conference. You know, everyone's kind of warming up to him, and we're going to for sure give him a chance. But the fact of the matter is we opened up this show, Packer contenders. You know, we're very close. We're not going to, like, take a bunch of steps back willingly, in my opinion, or we shouldn't. But, like, Yeah, we'll see what happens, man. Eric Stokes, he's got all the ability in the world. Hopefully a new voice helps him. Hopefully Halfley encourages him. Hopefully Halfley, like, you know, puts him in a position to succeed, because we know Eric Stokes has got the ability. He was really, really, really good his rookie year. And he's really just fallen off a cliff, man. And like you said, a lot of these first-round talents haven't really played up to their potential. I mean, Lucas Van Ness, I thought, a pretty good rookie year, but still, four and a half sacks. You want to see that jump in year two. Devontae Wyatt looked a little better, but nothing spectacular. Kenny Clark had his best year last year. Jair Alexander certainly took a step back last year. We've seen what he can do. But yeah, man, we got a lot of talent on this team. Quay Walker, I'd like to see him take another step. I'd like to see the Packers, frankly, add another beast of a linebacker, whether it be a Devin White, whether it be the guy from the Panthers. Some fans are even saying, hey, bring in Levante David, right? That savvy veteran who's just done so much good football in his day. This defense is, like, not yet complete, in my opinion, and I think that points us towards the draft, towards free agency. Jeff Halfley, man, like, they brought him in here to take us forward of what Joe Barry had with the 10th overall scoring defense last year. They would bend, they wouldn't break. It was kind of a philosophical thing. We're going to play, a little bit more, more conservative than maybe, an aggressive smash mouth thing that Jeff Halfley wants to play. But the fact of the matter is, points are what matter. And the Packers were 10th in the NFL in points. Let's see what Jeff Halfley can do. We've got a lot of talent. We're going to add more. Eric Stokes, I'm optimistic. What about you, brother?
I hope for the best, but I would say as of right now, I can't say he's CB2. And Packers fans, let us know where you think. I don't think he's CB2, and so he's going to have to go back into that room and prove it. He's going to have to get physical. He's going to have to want to tackle. And so that's what brings me to our next, topic, Packers fans. We're going to give our thoughts on our interviews. We're going to talk about Ennis Rakestraw Jr., and then we're going to talk about Javion Cohen. Ennis Rakestraw Jr. out of Missouri, what I saw in him was a very physical receiver cornerback that has the dog mentality and tries to take it to receivers. He's not afraid of anybody. He seemed very calm and confident, kind of like a Tucker Kraft, very okay with his game, okay with going to Missouri. And one thing that stood out to me, KJ, was that he joined Missouri specifically to build up that program. And when he left, that program finished 8th in the nation. Nobody thought that of Mizzou. And he's the top dude out of there. So clearly he's the leader in that locker room. So I think that says something, a lot louder than some of these guys in Alabama who are supposed to be drafted ahead of him at cornerback. And they didn't even make it to the final game. Where do you stand on that?
Well, bro, Packers fans, if you heard the Rakestraw interview, he was signed, sealed, and delivered to go to Alabama. And he had a change of heart at the last minute. He actually told Saban he was going to commit. And then, the night before, he just, he felt like it just wasn't right. So he did a 180 and flipped to Mizzou. He built the program up, like Alex said, and that takes something special, right? Like, nothing's handed to you at Missouri like it might be at Alabama. Like, winning is pretty much handed to you at Alabama. Obviously, you got to put in the work. You got to be great. We got Javion Cohen on here. We'll talk about him in a sec. He kind of described the Alabama way. Rakestraw, here's the bottom line, Packers fans. Throw on the tape. I don't think I've seen better cornerback tape in a long time. Like, I really don't think so. He admitted his one weakness was his lack of turnovers. And that's something that, okay, say what you want. Jair Alexander could certainly do, better in the turnover department. Maybe he'll take that step forward under Halfley. But, this guy, Ennis Rakestraw Jr., is blanketing SEC receivers, stride for stride, reacting perfectly. Not only that, but he's, the best tackling corner, the best run-stopping corner in the entire class. I love the idea of that. He's a big guy. He has the dog mentality. He loves the Packers. He's on his details. He built a program up. Winning means something to him. This guy's got a brain, man. This guy's got skills. This guy's got athleticism. And I'm excited to see how he does. I know he had a little bit of injury in college, but, if you're a run-stopping cornerback, you might take a few hits. Any final thoughts on Rakestraw? We talk about Javion for a sec.
Missouri's in the SEC. Yeah. He wasn't playing cupcakes. He was playing the best of the best. And really, I think he's going to do something he's going to do something with whatever team drafts him. I could see him going to like a Baltimore or something, end of the first. Some good team's going to get him. Hopefully it's Green Bay. Moving on to Javion
Cohen. Real quick before we move on to Javion, because Rakestraw is like a bona fide first round prospect. So you got to check out this interview, Packers fan. Just go back. We released it a few days ago. But I did a mock draft recently, and the two choices at 25 that kind of were like lighting up my eyes, I had to choose between Jerzon Newton out of Illinois.
Johnny Newton.
And Ennis Rakestraw Jr., the guy we're just talking about in Missouri, as a cornerback. And I even messaged Alex. I was like, bro, this is a killer choice to make. Like, I'd be happy with either one of those guys. But I ended up going defensive line simply because, as you saw in the Super Bowl, those are the guys who really impact the game the most. And I did not like passing up on Rakestraw because a lot of people are telling us that he's gone in their mock drafts by the time Packers pick comes around. You can't go wrong with either of those picks, Alex. Would you have gone D-line? Would you have gone Rakestraw? Where do you stand? Let's talk about Javion.
As of now, I would have go Johnny Newton, and it's because his tape is one of the only tapes that's better than Rakestraw Jr.'s. The way he has disrupted college game at Illinois in the Big Ten, another great conference,
nothing handed to
especially
him.
For offensive linemen. And I saw it against Wisconsin. He injures. He puts the fear of God into the other quarterbacks, and I think he's going to do it at the next level. Like, these guys out of Wisconsin, when they were coached by Brett Bielema, who then coached him at Illinois, they did more than what they were supposed to in the league. And I think you look at Devin Witherspoon, you see, hey, he came out of Illinois. It's not like a program that pumps a lot of talent unless it's special talent. That's same with Mizzou in this case, but the track record is D linemen are changing Super Bowls more than cornerbacks, in my opinion. Yep. I'm going with Johnny Newton, but Rakestraw would be right there, Cage. I think you'd have to
would not feel bad at all. Yeah. And one more thing is back to what you're saying about Illinois. Man, they're on the rise, and they actually are sending six guys to the combine. The Wisconsin Badgers are only sending three players to the combine. So say what you want about Wisconsin, say what you want about Illinois, say what you want about the Big Ten. Michigan's got the most. I believe they have 18 players going to the combine.
Wow.
Illinois's got double the amount of players as Wisconsin. So
let's talk about
putting out talent. Yeah, go ahead. Javion Cohen.
Javion Cohen started at Alabama, won a championship with Bryce Young, then goes to essentially Miami,
probably the Big Bay.
He especially loves the Green Bay Packers, and so he saw Aaron. He watched every game. He dropped that essentially in the podcast as like a hint that was kind of like, I mean, I watched him, and he looked like 12-4. He looked just like him, Jordan yep. Love, looking just like Aaron Rodgers and Brett Favre. So not only has he watched Jordan Love, but he's watched Aaron Rodgers. He's watched Brett Favre. And he said, quote, I would love the opportunity to block for Jay Love. And those are the type of guys I want blocking for Jay Love. His physical prowess is a lot similar to Elton Jenkins. And right now he's getting mocked pretty late, later than I would expect him to go. So if you could snag a guy like that who's
middle
played
rounds.
At two teams, and, like, legit is not going to be some type of guy out of UCLA. The Packers have blown their mid-round picks on linemen lately.
No, they haven't, bro. Zach Tom, you know, he's playing pretty well.
Tom has been good.
Got to give Sean Ryan time. He kind of overtook Runyon's job. But, like, you know, it's two bona fide programs, I think, is the point you were trying to make. You know, the UCLA thing, okay, it's almost like the exception rather than the rule that a guy pans out there. But like, Javion Cohen played at Bama.
Give me the guy out of Bama and Miami. Those are two superstar programs, bottom line. And
especially Bama. Especially, and like, Miami's paying big time in the NIL game. So it's like, yeah.
They'll be back.
You look at the Y, you follow the money. Like, he's got a daughter, right? We asked all these players, Packers fans. We got more interviews coming up, so stay tuned for those. We got more draft prospects in the top 100 coming up shortly. This week, the week after that, it's going to be awesome. All different positions, especially positions of need for the Pack. But, you know, we ask these players their why. And Rakestraw, his mom was basically like 15 when she had him, which is insane. Like, he's playing for his family. And Javion Cohen just got married, and he had a daughter as well. So he's probably trying to support his family as well. And, yeah, I mean, he shared some nuggets on Nick Saban. I would not be opposed to either of those guys coming to Green Bay. Rakestraw's, you know, looking like a first-round lock. We'll see. I'd be shocked if he falls. But Javion, I think, is a little slept on right now. He's looking like a little middle-round guy. And you can never have too many of them, right? Because, like, if Ryan comes into the starting role, maybe he gets hurt a little bit. Because these UCLA guys, they're not playing the Big Ten. They're not playing the SEC. Certainly, he's getting his feet wet in the NFL. He's kind of impressing in year two a little bit more in year one, no doubt. But he could get injured, right? Like, John Runyon and him kind of...
Going to have to draft some O-linemen, for sure.
You're going to have to kind of replenish the cupboard, right? You can't just, like, say, oh, we're good there. Like we might be good at the receiving department. We might be okay in the tight end department. We certainly need to target running back. We certainly need to target offensive line. We certainly need to look at defensive back. I would argue I'd love to pair another defensive lineman and linebacker. But, yeah, we're good at quarterback, too. I think we got to look at kicker as well. Yeah, any thoughts on Javion, and then maybe we talk about a little NFL combine.
Based on where he's going in mocks, he's a for sure draft, Packers fans, in my opinion. A lot of you also wrote in. Thank you for listening to those interviews. Make sure you're tapped in. Subscribe for this week ahead. Cage, I want to talk about now the NFL draft a little deeper as a whole. The position groups that are getting so much love in the mocks are, of course, the quarterbacks, right? You got Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, Drake May. You have J.J. McCarthy. You even have Bo Nix. Michael Penix Jr. You have several quarterbacks. But how many of those are you going to pull the trigger on? How many of those do you think are legitimate franchise-changing quarterbacks? And I think some of them might fall. Some of them might fall, as well as I think receivers might fall. And the reason for that is that last year you saw receivers go in the 20s, and you're able to get more value when you get a receiver in the 20s. When you're drafting a receiver in the top 10, unless it's maybe Marvin Harrison Jr., I don't know if you're getting the value, Cage.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on those two, two position groups?
You made a great point about the receivers, Alex. I think there's a little more to it in the sense where if you're drafting a receiver, if you're drafting the top 10 in general, it's probably because your quarterback sucks. And you should probably be picking a quarterback or looking at, you know, a more important position like offensive lineman, defensive lineman.
Literally all of the top 10, their quarterback. I mean, you could argue the Chargers have their guy, but besides that, it's no quarterback.
Yeah, so it's like if you're drafting a receiver in the 20s, though, if you're picking in the 20s, it means you probably do have your quarterback because you are in the playoffs or knocking on the door of the playoffs. So for that reason, I kind of agree with you, Alex. And you made an interesting point on Ike Packers today on Twitter, which by all means, Packers fans, go check that out. Give us your take. Rome Odunze from Washington, I believe that's his name, the superstar wide receiver who a lot of people are mocking in the top 10, I think he might slip. I think he might slip. And if he slips to 25 with the Packers, you got some serious thinking to do because the Packers.
You grabbing or passing?
You grabbing or passing? I think I might pass, to be honest. I think I might take the D line. I think I might take the cornerback. I like our receiving room. I mean, if Marvin Harrison Jr. is in the teens or something, I think you got to go up and get him because add him to the pack, it's game over, man. But this Rome Odunze guy, I don't know if I'm as high on him as I am. Like, Marvin Harrison Jr. looks like a lock. He looks like, to me, the best prospect since Megatron receiver. And he could certainly bust. Like, I'm not saying he's going to bust, but, like, Megatron was Megatron. And Marvin Harrison Jr., I don't know.
Megatron was out of Georgia Tech.
You can't really, like, say anyone's a sure thing because they're not. I mean, Caleb Williams, he's got a massive red flag, if you know what I mean, Packers fans. But, yeah, you know, I mean, all these guys are not really perfect. They're not really perfect. And I do think Jerzon Newton, going back to him, is one of the safer guys in the draft, real talk. But NFL Combine, real quick, draft or pass. I just want to make a point about the Combine. Maybe we can hit a few of these draft or passes if you'd like. Last year, the fastest guy was Devin Akane, who ended up running like a 4.32, running back out of Texas A&M, I believe. He ended up going to the Miami Dolphins, ended up balling out, right? You get to figure out how to use a guy like that in space. You dump off the ball to him. The Packers are going to have to draft a running back to maybe, like, restock the cupboard there. So don't sleep on these guys who have, like, a really, really, really fast 40 time. We've seen how deadly they can be. Another guy who they kind of, like, tried to undermine his draft stock after an elite combine was DK Metcalf, as you mentioned, Alex. I mean, he's not perfect, but, like, the dude's quarterbacks haven't been, like, Jordan Love or Aaron Rodgers. So his combine scores are certainly insane. I remember the famous workout photo. Everyone kind of said he could only run in a straight line, but he kind of proved them wrong. His upside is tremendous, but it's going to be fascinating to see, like, where the 40s shake out, you know, how these guys measure, how these guys jump, run, cut. Like, last year, Darnell Washington, I mean, is unbelievable. He ended up going to the Steelers. I know Packers had some guys they drafted, but it's going to be interesting.
Here's a thing. Is the Puka Nacua 4.57 receiver that balls out, I think he is the fluke. He's the rarity out of the receivers that are super fast. The exception to the rule. You got to have speed. And I think that's just something that everyone is talking about. Both Ennis Rakestraw wants to run in the 4.3s, and then Javion said he wants to get sub 5 seconds as an offensive lineman. So do with that. You tell that's on everybody's mind. Make sure you're watching the 40 of the player that's coming on Wednesday. He said, watch that 40 as a little hint to that episode. But Cage, player I want to talk about, because Roma Dunsey, to me, it's either 50-50. It's either you believe in Michael Penix Jr. or you believe in Roma Dunsey.
Good point.
And when I look at it, based on how college is gone, Christian Watson, I forget the quarterback for with San Francisco. He's out of the league now.
Trey Lance. I think he's on
Trey
Dallas.
Trey Lance. He's out Johnny Manziel, Mike Evans. I mean, yeah. I think Roma Dunsey might have been the good guy. So if he's at 25, I might just pull that trigger. I might just pull that trigger and say, hey, look, I'm taking him right here, and we're just locking him up, and we're going to have an elite guy that's a top 15 talent, best available. Packers fans, where do you stand on that? But the player I want to ask you about, Cage, Kool-Aid McKinstry from Alabama. If he's there at 25, are you passing or are you grabbing?
I mean, it depends if Rakestraw's on the board. Depends if Tarian, I think, Tarian from Alabama, I forget his last name. He's a beast, too. I'm not as in love with this Kool-Aid guy. I think Alabama players are a little flawed in the sense where their team is like a super team. And I do like Alabama players. Don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to hate. But, like, it almost makes me like Rakestraw better, man, because he's like,
I'd pass.
Jerzon Newton. Yeah, I'd probably pass, to be honest. Like, Jerzon Newton, Rakestraw, ain't nobody helping him out as much as, you know, at Illinois, at Missouri,
Cooper,
you know,
DeJean.
Alabama, you got a super – like, Cooper DeJean, what if he's around? I think you got to pull
that trigger. Pass or grab.
Pass or grab. I would probably grab Cooper DeJean, but I'm a little hesitant. Will the guy be
Harrison
Smith?
He looks slow. He looks slow when I looked at the tape. And Packers fans, maybe that's crazy to say, but we'll see how he tests. He's definitely one of those players I would watch in the test. Right now, I think he's got the ability, but I got to see those – I got to see him run well because we saw the Josh Jackson problem.
Who doesn't want to cheer for an Iowa guy, right? Like, I think we all want to cheer for an Iowa football guy. But like Alex says, like, it's just not SEC speed. It's just not. And like NFL speed's a different animal as well. So it'd be interesting to see how Cooper DeJean tests. I mean, if he runs very well or proves to be very agile, it depends. Like, maybe you put him at slot. Maybe you put him at safety more. You're certainly going to be lining him up all over the field. But he's one to watch as well. He is one to watch as well. Any other guys you got your eye on now?
Jackson Powers Johnson, the inside offensive lineman from Oregon. He's mocked early 20s right now, Cage. And if he's around at 25, would you pull it on an offensive lineman? Or are you just kind of ignoring that position in the first round?
You can't ignore the position, man. Like, first round is either QB, offensive lineman. Like, we have the QB, right? I'm just kind of giving you a philosophical thing. It's either offensive lineman, defensive lineman, or cornerback. Those are the highest level positions, or pass rusher, right, which is kind of synonymous with defensive lineman. So you can't close a door, but if you're drafting offensive lineman first round, I think you want to go tackle, right? I mean, at least I certainly would. I would almost wait and see if you grab someone in the second round with your 2 second-round picks. I think you got to go defensive, like lineman or defensive edge rusher or you know,
okay, another name for you.
Defensive back. Yeah, go for it.
I think I would pass as well on Jackson Powers Johnson. Chop Robinson from Penn State.
Intriguing. If he tests very well, you look for this guy to shoot up draft boards. You look at what a Micah Parsons did at Penn State. I mean, he was a beast. He kind of was like a guy who keeps getting better and better, too. Like, I know a lot of people are kind of talking that S about Parsons. I know Skip certainly was. But, like, watch the tape on Parsons. The dude's an animal. He's an absolute animal. I would not be opposed to him adding a guy like Parsons Light to my squad because you just rotate those guys in and you get pressure and you force a QB to make a bad throw. Someone's got to get the sacks, though. And maybe it'll be Rashawn. Maybe it'll be Lucas Van Ness. Maybe it'll be Preston P. I think David Bakhtiari, it's interesting because it's worth mentioning, David Bakhtiari made an Instagram post basically saying, like, just some cryptic BS, man, about how, like, people are doubting him. It's like, dude, you did this all last offseason. You know, like, you hyped yourself up all last offseason to play a half of football and then clown us.
It's beyond that, my man. You've been written off in my book and until proven otherwise.
Well, it's like, I was going to say something, but I chose not to. But it's like, dude has got, like, 100 times the amount of posts as he does, like, games
snaps.
Played. He signed his big contract. It's crazy, man. Like, he's kind of got to re-earn his strikes.
That's what I'm saying.
Not at that cap number. I think he's for sure gone. Devondre Campbell, I think you also got to look at freeing up his cap as well, replacing him. I say look at. I mean, I'm not as certain as David Bakhtiari. I think David Bakhtiari's got to go. I do. Maybe he goes and plays well for another guy, another team.
But
we've already got our solid offensive line. Let's add some depth. Let's keep building it the Packer way. Any final thoughts, Al?
Final thought for me, Packers fans, is a lot of you were split on the post about Devondre Campbell. Should he stay or should he go? I was more in the should he should go camp before. I was reading a lot of your takes. Now that the cap is expanding, you know, he's a solid linebacker. I don't know if you want to open up that problem on your team.
That's a good point.
Yep. I see a lot of what you're saying, and I just want you to know, keep writing in those takes. We're going to put out more of these guys. We're going to ask more questions. We're always going to give your thoughts on the podcast. But I lean towards keeping him as of now, especially as I've gotten to see more of the linebacker class. It's not necessarily the most loaded inside linebacker class. I don't think there's going to be a Leo Chanel in the second round.
Hopefully we can get that guy from A&M on the show. We'll keep trying, Packers fans. You know, some of these guys are accessible to get them on the show. Some of these guys are a little, like, more off the grid. Don't worry. We'll keep trying. We got a bunch of NFL draft prospect interviews coming right up for you. Stay tuned. Wednesdays, Fridays. Don't miss those. Alex, I thought it was a great show today. You want to take us home?
Yep, Packers fans, if you like it, please leave a five-star review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Text this show to a friend. Ask him, pass, or grab Roma Dumzy at number 25, Ennis Rakestraw Jr. at 25, Johnny Newton at 25, whatever prospect that catches your eyes. Get the conversation going. We appreciate everyone writing in on X. We're up to over 88,000 followers there now. We're going for 100K soon. 90K up next.
Just let us know. We'll get to it.
Yep, we're going to follow back everybody, and we always appreciate you. So, as always, go Pack, go.
Go Pack, go forever.
If you enjoyed this episode of the Ike Packers podcast and want to help the show, please subscribe, tell a friend, and leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. This is how we can continue to give great value to you. As always, till next time, Packers fans, go. Driving home with you would be better than driving here. I
I've been waiting for your love.
And I swear I know you, but that's not enough. If you ever leave, I won't forget these nights. Can you feel the elements catch fire? 'Cause I've been waiting for your love. And I swear I know you, but that's not enough. If you ever leave, I won't forget these nights. Can you feel the elements catch fire? 'Cause I've been
so quiet, my soul.